In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Let's go back to our program, Treasures, and find the treasures in the letter of Romans written by St. Paul. We'll start chapter 13. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. After he mentioned in chapter 12 what should be the behavior of Christian people according to their faith, now he mentioned the relationship between the Christian people and the government or the authorities. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for it is no authority except from God. So we accept the government, we respect all those who having the authority, because we believe that God, the Pantocrator, the Almighty, He gave them the authority at that time. And the authority that exists are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority, resists the ordinance of God. So by just resisting whatever the government, you are just like resisting the hand of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. And you know, all authorities in all countries will, you know, not accept any kind of resistance, they will punish them back. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil, usually. The rulers and in every place are, you know, supporting the good deeds, but they are judging only the bad things. Rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. So if you live your life in a good way, if you're doing the rules given by the authority, now you are on the safe side. But if you are doing evil things, bad things, you will expect to have problem, to get problem. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. So, St. Paul considered the people in charge of the government like people of God, God's men, because they are doing the justice. They are trying to keep the peace and the security of everyone. In doing this, we have to respect them and to follow the rules and to do good. He is God's minister to you for good, but if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. That's very reasonable, because these people, usually, they will never practice evil against good ones. But usually they do this wrath against the bad ones. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. So being a good Christian, you do not follow the rule just because you are afraid of the sword, but because you are a man of God. You follow God's rules. And God's teaching is always to do good and to respect everyone and to follow the rules of the country in order to keep the safety of everyone. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers, attending continually to this very thing. Remember the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, it was the same, that we have to do the taxes for Caesar and to do the past related to God to God. So he is saying here, because of this you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers, attending continually to this very thing. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. So we need to understand our position in life. Although we are the people of God, waiting for the kingdom of heaven, looking up to the eternal future, But still we are living on earth. We have to be faithful members in the community. We have to honor the people in charge. And we have to be role models in behavior, in everything. Fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. So we need to love everyone. But also we need not to owe to anyone anything. Because if you have to pay back money, that will, you know, will not help you to live a good life. But you need to love people, to share them, to give them, but don't take any money which is not used. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. All the commandments given in the law, usually completed in the word love. Love God and love one another. By doing this, you completing everything written in the Bible. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. If there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So by saying love your neighbor as yourself, you know, including that you will never murder, you will never steal, you will never commit adultery because you love people, you respect them, you give and you do not take, you don't think of yourself, but you think of others' needs. So by real love, you will do all the commandments written. All summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does not harm, does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this knowing the time that now it's high time to awake out of sleep. So he's saying, better to wake up now, because God is coming soon, and life will finish soon. And now we know the way to the kingdom of heaven. So we shouldn't sleep more. We shouldn't, you know, take it easy. We have to be serious in our life. Do this knowing the time that nobody knows the time, that now it's high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. So these people believed many years before, and they were baptized. Now they could see their face in a clearer way. They are guided by the words of the Bible and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they all know that Christ is coming. So day after day, they are coming closer to the end. So they have to be serious. He's saying, now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. It's related to the growth in spirit. Because they grew in spirit, now their salvation is nearer than before. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let's cast off the works of darkness. Let's put on the armor of light. By saying, the night is far spent, and the day is at hand, meaning that we are getting nearer to the last day. We will see very quickly the light of the resurrection. The day of judgment is coming soon, so we have to be ready. Therefore, let's cast off the works of darkness and let's put on the armor of light. We need to be the people of light. We have to cast off anything related to darkness, anything related to this world. Let's walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. So all the darkness, evil things, we should stop doing this. We should be, you know, doing things like others. We are different. We are the people of God. We are doing the good things that God commanded. Let's walk properly At in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. He made it two times. One time he said, put on the armor of light. Now he's saying, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. The armor of light is the same as the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you pray Jesus' name continually, when you think of the Lord continually, when you follow His commandments, when you stick to His word, when you stay in His church, now you are putting on the light of armor, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Don't think much of the needs of the flesh. Think always of the needs of the spirit. You have to be a spiritual person, not just a person, not just a human being. Now you are the Son of God more than the Son of Man. So he's saying, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Chapter 14. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. Some people at that time, they are, you know, beginners, and their faith is like a weak faith. So they, you know, are obsessed with many things, because the background of many of them, like Jewish background, so they stumbled with many things. So St. Paul is saying, please respect these weak people. Consider their background and their obsession. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. Not to criticize, not to blame, not to shout against. Just respect him and be nice with him. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. At that time, some people still believe that they cannot eat any meat, anything, you know, away from vegetables, because they still have some doubts related to their background. The church accepts everyone. The church teaching was clear that God made everything good, and it's not a problem to eat this or that. The problem always relates to your heart. But still some people are afraid to eat anything but vegetables. So for one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat. And let not him who does not eat judge him who eats. So for those who eat everything, they should respect those who cannot eat anything but vegetables. And those vegetarian people should also respect others and do not condemn them. For God has received him. Who are you to judge another servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. So this servant had a master, and his master, he is the one to judge him. It's not you. So you cannot judge anyone, because you are just like a servant like him. So do whatever needed from you, respect everyone around you, and do not condemn anyone or judge anyone. One person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Again, it's a problem at that time in Roman congregation that some people respect maybe the Sabbath day because of their background. But many people who were like pagan before being Christian, all days are alike. But again, they should respect each other. They should look up to each other. They never judge each other. One person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord. And he who does not observe the day to the Lord, he does not observe it. So consider always the motive. Because these people, if they consider one day more than other days, to respect this day more, they do this because of God, just to please God. And for other people who all the days for them are the same, again they do this to the Lord. So as far as they present their love their way, please respect them in their way. Who does not observe the day to the Lord, he does not observe it. He who eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he who does not eat to the Lord, he does not eat and give God thanks. So as far as these people, all of them thanking God, praising God, so if they eat or they do not eat, it had nothing to do with their faithful relationship with God. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So our whole life is just for the Lord. When we eat or we stop eating, when we consider days or we do not consider the day, we are doing everything just for the sake of God, because we are living for him. And even if we die, we die just like also for him. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's people. And we should look up to everyone respectfully, because we cannot, evaluate or judge their heart. For to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. So the Lord Jesus Christ is the King over all the living and also the dead, because he passed through this. He lived, he died, he rose again to be the King of everyone. So living our life totally to God, it hasn't just one model. Somebody may have special, feelings, special rituals. As far as it's not against the Christian teaching and the church doctrine, no problem. Because they have the free will to plead God their way and to love him their way. For this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt of your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So, when you remind yourself that you will stand before the seat of judgment of the Lord, you cannot judge anyone. But when you forget that you will be, questioned about your life, you just go judging people. Glory to God.